Welcome back to the program after a Christmas holiday. I hope everyone out there had a good one. We are back. Bowl season has officially begun in full swing. A good matchup later on, Iowa and Missouri in the Insight Bowl. We also have the Champ Sports Bowl that's going to start in a little while. Not much going on. The Ohio State, I don't know if we addressed this, but the Ohio State thing, another deal has been cut by the NCAA. They're allowing the five players to play in the bowl game. Jim Delaney, of course, I guess if everybody criticized Mike Slide, then it's okay to criticize the way this was handled, too, with Jim Delaney.
It is amazing to me that he has yet to come out and say anything about this.
Yeah.
And he was all over the SEC.
Yeah, have we heard anything from him about how the SEC is an unscrupulous league? Auburn's a, you can tell that they're cheating, but they got off the hook. But no, Ohio State, well, you know, and I know you brought this, or somebody brought this up on Twitter the other day. Mark May's comments were right on. The NCAA does tend to hammer the SEC, not just punish, and the Big Ten seems to get off scot-free. I think it's Big Ten bias, and I'm sick of it. Go ahead.
You even have a former Ohio State player tweeting that this has been going on since 2001.
Yeah.
And if it, Antonio Pittman is correct that this has been going on since 2001, there's no way that the compliance office has not known about this. The guy, Edward Reif, that owns the tattoo parlor, has Facebook photos of all sorts of Ohio State memorabilia from the team. Big Ten championship rings, 2009 Big Ten championship rings, 2008 Big Ten championship rings, the golden pants, which to a lot of Ohio State players and fans is a sacred thing. And then you have TPZ, too, tweeting that Kirk Herbstreit isn't a real Buckeye. He's a fake Buckeye because he dares to question the leadership and character of Terrell Pryor.
Right.
This is ridiculous. This is a big situation that should have been taken care of, but the compliance department of the Ohio State University is nowhere to be found, and their defense is they didn't know it was wrong.
Yeah, well, that's the same defense Auburn gave, and they ultimately won. I guess Ohio State, in a sense, won this one because they're getting suspended for five games next year, five really irrelevant games with the exception of Miami and Michigan State. But five games next year, they should, in my opinion, be suspended for the bowl game and then the first four games of next year. But anyway, what they did was traded autographs for tattoos at a tattoo parlor, and also sold Big Ten championship rings, I think for $2,500.
And Georgia players were suspended for this. When won the SEC championship, their players were suspended for games for selling their SEC championship rings. It's frustrating.
It is, and it's clear to me that this is definitely partisanship to allow them to play, and against whom else than the SEC, of course, Arkansas playing Ohio State. So, of course, the NCAA is going to want to give Ohio State a break. So maybe they can improve their 0-9 record this year against the SEC. I doubt it. Fox 34 in Dallas has reported yesterday that a domestic dispute took place at the home of Texas Tech defensive coordinator James Willis. Now, James Willis was being mentioned for the defensive coordinator job at Florida under, of course, new head coach Will Muschamp. I bet that taints it a little bit. I don't imagine that Florida would be going after someone who's being investigated for a domestic dispute. Can Tommy Tuberville, I mean, does he have any control whatsoever? Does he even care?
I don't think he does.
I don't think he does either. Temple hired Steve Adazio as its new head coach. I'm sure a lot of Florida fans are happy about that, and Temple will, in the opinion of a lot of Florida people, Temple will go into mediocrity with this hire. Cam Newton was named AP Coach of the Year.
Really? Cam Newton was the AP Coach of the Year?
Cam Newton was named Associated Press Player of the Year, not coach.
That'd be impressive if he was a player coach.
But I'm sure there are people in this state who would like to give him the Coach of the Year as well. Nationalchamps.net, it's a site. You can go there to get early bird previews and future schedules. It's a pretty decent, respected site. Anyway, it came out with its top 50. I don't know if any of you have seen this, but I'll give you the quick top 10 from that list. And number one is Oklahoma. Hard to argue with that. Oklahoma should be returning quite a bit from this team, which was a win or two away from being in the BCS game itself. Number two, Alabama, returning that defense this year that seemed to be the weak link that they'd had last year. LSU is number three. So already in the top three, we have two from the SEC West. Oregon, number four. Auburn, number five. That's right. Auburn is number five. Everybody says they're going to have a drop-off next year, but nationalchamps.net has them number five early. So that's Alabama, LSU, and Auburn. Three SEC West teams in the top five, and we're not done yet. Number six is Arkansas. So that's four SEC West teams in the top six. Could we just put the SEC West as the top six and just let it go with that? Seven is Missouri, eight is Stanford, nine Texas A&M, and 10 Oklahoma State. So amazing what the SEC West has done. Five teams in the BCS top 25 for a lot of the time this season, and looks like they're going to have a good year early, at least ranking-wise. It's really just incredible.
The SEC, the dominance that it has shown, especially in the Western Division, it used to be the East was where all the talent was, where Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, you knew one of those schools was going to be in there and probably be in national title contention. I don't really see Auburn being a top five school, though. They're losing their big playmaker to the NFL draft. We're not sure, but right. I'm going to say 85% sure Cam Newton is headed to the NFL. I do not see him returning. And Barrett Trotter is no Cam Newton. You don't really see a player with that dynamic. I understand Dyer's coming back and understand they'll get a lot of the receivers back. But
so you don't agree with putting Auburn 5?
I'd say you should put him in about 15.
Really? Okay. Well, that leads me into the next topic of conversation. You were on, well, I say you, David Sears, co-host here, he's been on here for quite some time. He was on statewide radio this morning on the opening drive on WJOX. Sedated he might have been, but he was on statewide radio. He made several comments that were interesting to a few people, and I've heard from a few people about why he made these this afternoon, and the answer is I don't know. I'm fixing to ask him to explain them, but he said something to the effect of, and again, I only caught the end of it, didn't catch the full segment. I would have liked to, but he said something to the effect of he called Auburn.
Auburn is irrelevant.
Auburn is irrelevant, and you said, correct me if I'm wrong, that they paid $180,000 for Cam Newton to come play football, and there was no luck involved last year with Alabama winning the national championship, none whatsoever, that it was all skill as opposed to Auburn this year, which required a lot of luck. Am I right on?
You're quoting me exactly so far.
So could you give me could you give our listeners some explanation for these utterly bizarre comments?
They're not bizarre. They are the truth. Auburn is basically Boise State, okay? They have a high school offense. They managed to get a decent quarterback who they had to pay to get there. Mm-hmm. And once he leaves, they'll be just left with Barrett Trotter. Oh, Barrett Trotter, he's making me shake in my boots right now.
I agree.
He's nowhere near the dynamic player Cam Newton is. Cam Newton is the reason where they are today.
And you believe that they paid Cam Newton?
I believe 100% they paid Cam Newton.
Can you give me anything other than you believe, which, but it's fine to believe something. I mean, I believe that, you know, the moon won't shine.
You have to use logic, okay? Cam Newton's father solicited Cam services for $180,000 to $200,000 to Mississippi State University. Are you saying, out of the goodness of his heart, realizing the error of his ways, he has decided to go to Auburn for absolutely free just because they have a better offensive line?
No, I'm not saying anything. I'm saying there is no proof out there, and I think a lot of people would love to try Cam Newton in the court of public opinion. That simply doesn't work when you're dealing with the NCAA.
He has admitted, and the SEC admitted, he broke one of the bylaws that says he should have been suspended for the rest of the year for attempting to profit off his position, and they break the rules, they rewrite the rules to benefit Auburn because the SEC wants to have a fifth straight BCS title.
Well, I wrote that a couple weeks ago, that they did shatter an SEC bylaw, but the SEC did not choose to enforce the bylaw, has not acted on the bylaw to this point. So they haven't acted one way or the other. They just simply let it go. The NCAA,
which is wrong. You need to stick to the rules you write. That's why I respect Nick Saban so much. He is a man of integrity. He is a man of moral fiber and great character. He doesn't break rules.
Sure. Back to the point about they paid Cam Newton. I mean, you're still insinuating that they paid Cam, regardless of the eligibility issue, which has to do with solicitation at Mississippi State. Why do you think that Cam Newton was paid by Auburn?
Why? Because Auburn, the only way Auburn can be successful is if they cheat.
Okay. Well,
seriously, when has Auburn been good that they hadn't cheated?
Are you trying to put us out of business?
No, I'm stating a fact. When has Auburn been good when they haven't cheated? There were rumors. There were rumors, and there was definitive proof that Cadillac Williams took money to go to Auburn, but the NCAA and SEC didn't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
You think all these awesome players want to go to a little hick town on the Georgia-Alabama border?
Well, if they took money and Cecil Newton turned over his financial records, I think to the NCAA, I think that, and they may well come out with something later, but I think that it would be, in a way, public knowledge that they took money and from where it came.
And I'm interested to see these 2,700 taped phone calls. There are rumors, and I'm pretty sure it's going to come out that they have.
You're pretty sure?
Yes.
And you've talked to the FBI on this?
I have.
I mean, and Ryan Haney, who was on the hosting the show along with Kelly Kitchens and yourself this morning, and while you have to take what Ryan Haney says, I mean, he graduated from the Auburn University, so you have to understand that he comes from that perspective. But he made a good point. Why is the FBI going to just hand Joe Schmo some information about what's going on with their
wiretaps? Do you not think that the FBI has Alabama fans in there from this state? That the state, the Alabama Bureau of the FBI, doesn't have Alabama fans in there that would love nothing more than to bring down Auburn football and tarnish their national championship run?
I don't know, Sears. I frankly don't have too many friends that are FBI agents.
You just don't want to believe the truth. You want to be like the typical media with your head buried in the sand.
The typical media?
The typical media.
Now, what media has been typical? I mean, it seems to me that ESPN and the New York Times blew the story wide open, so it seems to me that they're pretty aggressive.
The state media here is burying the story because they don't want to have anything to do with this story because they don't want to ruin Auburn's chances of a national title. And yet everyone is already awarding them the national title, saying that they're going to destroy Oregon. When has this game been played? Have I missed this game? Has it already been played?
Auburn's going to win this game. I mean, you're not going to.
How are they going to win this game?
Have you not watched every game this year?
I don't watch Auburn for fun.
Okay, every Auburn game that mattered. I mean, I didn't see the Arkansas State game myself, but every Auburn game that mattered. I mean, they just win. They have Cam. They have that aura. I don't know. It's something you can't explain.
I can explain it. I can give you 180,000 reasons why they're doing so well right now. And let me tell you something.
Okay.
Their offensive line holds almost every play, and they're getting away with it. I think the SEC officials are even in on it because they don't want to have any non-SEC team win the BCS title.
So where did you play college football?
I played at Alabama.
Okay. The critics said the same thing about your university last year, that they weren't called for a holding penalty. I believe
it's because they were so
straight quarters.
They were a very skilled team. Joe Pendry is a great offensive line
coach. And that takes me back
coach.
To your statement about no luck. It took no luck.
Alabama was that skilled. You know what luck is? Luck is where skill meets preparation. Look how many of the players from that defense last year are in the NFL right now.
You know, Sears, how lucky was it that Colt McCoy happened to get hit? What if Marcell Dareus doesn't hit him right in the spot that he hit him and his arm doesn't go limp and he continues to play for Texas? What were they doing with Colt?
They were held to two field goals on that.
The point is, if you're going to win a championship, and you should know this of all people, that you have to have luck. And to say that Alabama didn't have luck last year, yeah, sure, Auburn's had luck this year, but Auburn's a great team. I mean, they are a great team. They have
how are they a great team?
They have a great team.
Their offense,
line,
their offense is one
and
player,
and
their
said,
defense.
You said this morning that it's about line play, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Nick Fairley is the best defensive lineman in the SEC.
Yes.
Find me one better. And you have the offensive line that's veteran, and without the offensive line, Cam Newton wouldn't be much.
That is 100% true. I will give you that.
Then Auburn's a great team.
They're not a great team. They're not a great team. This is a down year for the SEC.
Oh,
I even had an Auburn fan admit to me the only way Auburn can succeed is when Alabama is having a down year. He admitted it.
Well, first of all, I do agree that Alabama did not compete for a championship, but to say Alabama's having a down year, did people forget 2003 and 2004 and 2006?
This is a down year for Alabama. Three losses is a down year. All right.
Well, what about those years that they lost more than three?
That was under Shula. Well, that was BS before Saban. Before Saban.
Right.
So it's just not right. I'm just telling you, Alabama does it. Alabama does it the clear, clean, hardworking way. They do it by the rules, and Auburn cheats to win.
Well, the accusations are flying from the other room, and again, I'm not gonna argue. Auburn fans, if you, I've responded. I don't have a beef one way or the other. I think if Auburn was unscrupulous about the way they obtained Cam Newton, then it'll come out, and it should come out, and Auburn should be punished. But if it comes out that nothing happened or doesn't come out, then Auburn should be granted the championship, and it should not be tainted in one way or the other. Now, Alabama, I do agree that Alabama's in better position to win championships down the line, and Auburn is really not building a program more or less than they are just taking advantage of a great quarterback being there.
Auburn is just going for the short term. They're not a long term program because they know what's coming down the road.
And what's coming down the road?
The NCAA is going to be coming, and Auburn will be staring down the barrel of a gun.
I guess we've exhausted that topic, but again, we will continue this. I'm sure it will be interesting to see how Sears, if we can change. Let's see if we can do this, folks. If we can change Sears' mind just a little bit before the BCS title game, that Auburn deserves to be there. I mean, winning 13 games. Did you watch the SEC championship game? Did you see that?
Beating up South Carolina.
56-17.
Beating up South Carolina. And it took South Carolina having the game of a lifetime. I don't even think that was really Stephen Garcia. I think that was an alien Stephen Garcia that beat Alabama. That was them playing the game of
a
lifetime.
We're not talking about Alabama. We're talking about
South
Carolina. South
Carolina is a pathetic. They won the East and probably the worst East division ever. Ever.
Okay.
Since 1992 when they went to the West and the East.
Well.
This was the worst East division champion ever.
I will agree, but South 56-17 in the conference championship game, when they only beat them by 8 the first time around, pretty impressive.
Whatever. I take umbrage with that statement, my friend.
See, but you also said you're pulling for Oregon.
I am. Quack, quack. Do you not see this Roll Ducks Roll t-shirt I'm wearing?
As a matter of fact, it'd be hard to miss it. It's pretty bright.
You love the green and gold, baby.
But you're pulling for Oregon. You're really going to go against the
SEC. I'm not pulling against the SEC. I'm pulling against Auburn. I hate Auburn with a passion.
So you don't take offense when Auburn, last year when Auburn people said, hook 'em.
I do not, because you know why they hate us? Because we are the benchmark for the state. We are the excellence of the SEC. We are the high class of the SEC. And they wish to emulate us the best they can.
Emulate Alabama?
Yes.
Well, they've done a pretty good job.